This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Centers for Disease Control has some pretty straightforward advice about COVID-19. Wash your hands a lot. No, you don't need to wear a mask if you're not sick. Oh, and stay home if you're sick, would you? Straightforward, yes. Simple, no, because for a whole lot of American workers, that last bit of counsel, stay home, is way, way easier said than done. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Scott Marana has taken one sick day in the last 15 years. Not that he hasn't been sick on other days. Twice in the last couple months, he's powered through nasty colds at work, taking lots of precautions, of course, because he works at a hospital in Vail, Colorado, where he manages imaging systems in an operating room.
I kind of feel like even if I am sick, I need to be there to make sure that these surgeries go smoothly, because I'm the only one who does what I do.
Like a lot of Americans, he feels like he has no choice, and that's a problem.
U.S. workplaces are nowhere near ready to contain a coronavirus outbreak.
Karen Scott is with MIT's Institute for Work and Employment Research.
Our system isn't really set up for people to get sick at all.
She points to the H1N1 flu in 2009, when Penn State estimated a third of sickened workers reported to the job despite showing symptoms, causing the disease to spread to about 7 million more people. The U.S. does not insure any paid sick time, leaving about a third of workers without any sick days, and an even bigger share of service workers who interact with the public and handle food.
So basically, they have to choose between risking losing their job and their own health or that of their families.
Ruth Milkman is a labor sociologist at the City University of New York and says things are improving. 11 states and several more cities now require paid sick leave. But she says even workers that have it frequently don't use it.
You know, they get the kind of not so hidden message from their employer that even if they're entitled to paid sick time, it's really better if they come in.
A recent survey from Accountemps found 90% of professionals have gone into work sick. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.